Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for the breakthroughs we have received from you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for helping us in our hopelessness. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for uprooting from our lives the things you did not plan. Thank you for removing barriers, hindrances, and obstacles from our path, so that we can possess our possession and move forward. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for putting an end to the operations of Satan that were going on against us. Thank you for becoming an enemy to our enemies. Thank you for keeping us protected and secured at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for all our prayers that you have answered, and for more of our prayers that you still answer. Blessed be your holy name. We also thank you for giving us victories and dominion over darkness, over the kingdoms of darkness, over the powers and spirits of darkness. Thank you for the victory and dominion we have gotten through faith in you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you also for how you have been helping us to grow in knowing you. Thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for teaching us a lot about yourself and your ways and your kingdom. Thank you for making us to grow mature in your knowledge. Blessed be your holy name. We are here in your presence to pray, to fellowship with you, to worship you, to learn from you, and to demonstrate the faith we have in you. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Touch our lives, bless us beyond our expectations, release upon us the fullness of your Spirit and the fullness of your glory. In Jesus' name, give us solutions to our problems and have your way in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. You know the man. You know the man. You are the God who opens the door. No man can shut. You know the man. You know the man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. If you're not a man, you're not a man, you're not a man. You are the God who opens the no man can shut. You're not a man, you're not a man, you're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Be lifted up. I be lifted up. I, Lord, be lifted. For you are holy. For you are holy. Holy, righteous, and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted up. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. You are unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. You are the reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near. They are near every morning. Always near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. Rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert. Will I see heaven and earth? Heaven and earth will fail, but His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Our God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised and adored. Who is this cup? Holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is nigh unto thee, O Lord, who is nigh unto thee. Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Among the gods, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Through your way in this place, Spirit of God, through your way in this place, Spirit of God, let your power flow, let your power, let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your wings into this place. Lord, as we worship through your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Oh, let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God, through your way in this place. How we need your river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We need your anointing. We need your anointing. Let it fall. Rest on us, anointing that breaks all yokes, and that which sets the captives free, by the power of the Holy Ghost, fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. We need your anointing. We need your anointing. Lord Jesus, let it fall fresh on us. Anointing that breaks all yokes and that we say the cup is free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. Anointed. Anointed. Fall on me, anointing.
hear my call. Fill it up and make me whole.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me
yours. Ah, Yahweh, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way in our lives. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way, not our way. Have your way, Lord, do as you want. Have your way, do as you please. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Have your way.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him for who he is. He is the King of glory. The King of glory. Worship him. He is seated in glory. He is so full of glory. He is the Most High. Praise him. He is bigger than what we know of him. Higher than what we call him. He is greater than whatever we have known about him. Is too great to be studied. Is too deep to search. Is too great. Is too high to be measured. Worshiping for who he is. Is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. The Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. The beginning and the ending. He is the Rock of Israel. Is the everlasting Father, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Princes, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Worship him. who he is. There may be so many gods, but there is no God like him. There is no one like him. There may be so many lords, but none of them is like our Lord. We worship you, Father, for all power belongs to you. All power belongs to you. In your presence, no one else is powerful, for there is no other power that can confront your power. Such power has not existed and cannot exist. We worship you, Lord. You are the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the Lord, mighty in battles. You are the Lord who makes things happen, whether anyone likes it or not. You control the heavens and you control the earth. You determine the end of things, the outcome of things, even before the beginning of those things. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, everlasting Father. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your dominion, to your kingdom. For you shall reign forever and ever. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have given us for free. Thank you for everything you have freely given to us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. We're still going to thank him more. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for becoming my sufficiency. Say, thank you, Father, for becoming my sufficiency. Because having you is having all. Having you is having all that I need and will ever need. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for becoming my sufficiency. Thank you for becoming my sufficiency. Thank you for becoming all that I need and will ever need. Thank you, Father. For having you is enough. Having you in my life is enough. Because you will produce everything I need. Thank you for becoming my sufficiency. Thank you for becoming becoming the source of all my needs. Thank you for becoming the source of all my help, all the help I will ever need. Thank you, Father, for becoming the source of everything that I will ever need in my lifetime. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to befall me and my household. Thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to befall me and my family. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to prevail over me and my household. Thank you for not allowing me to weep tears of sorrow, tears of mourning, tears of pain. Thank you for not allowing me to shed such kind of tears. Thank you for not allowing evil to befall me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for every captivity in my life that you have destroyed. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for every captivity in my life that you have destroyed. Thank you for every prison in my life that you have broken into pieces. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every chain of slavery in my life that you have broken. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing my enemies to prevail over me every time they attack me. Thank you for not allowing them to succeed. Hope your mouth can begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing my enemies to succeed over me whenever they attack. Thank you for not allowing their attacks to succeed over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying their attacks before it gets to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. And lastly, I'm going to thank him. I'm going to say thank you, Father, for the beauty of your glory that is shining forth from my life. I thank you, Father, for the beauty of your glory that is radiating out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for allowing the beauty of your glory to shine out of my life. To shine from the midst of my life, even from the midst of my body and soul and spirit. Thank you for making the beauty of your glory to shine forth from my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Move through my spirit, soul, and body, and destroy every presence of darkness. You can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, move through my spirit, soul, and body, and destroy every presence of darkness. Destroy every unclean thing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Gehashi leleget hambanagalav. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move through every part of me, every part of my spirit, every part of my soul, every part of my body, and begin to destroy every unclean thing. Begin to destroy every presence of darkness. Begin to destroy every work of darkness. Begin to destroy every seed of darkness and every plantation of darkness. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. And you're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my spirit, soul, and body every seed of darkness that have been planted to produce evil at a future time. Every seed of darkness that have been planted to produce evil in my life at a future time. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the seed now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Remove the seed. Remove the seed. Every seed of darkness in my spirit, in my soul, in my body that have been planted to produce certain evils in my life at a future time. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Remove them now. Remove them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Remove them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to understand that there is only one fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. There is only one fire. Yeah. But that fire does two kind of operations. Yeah. That fire can help any person that wants to do the will of God. Yeah. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to help anyone that wants to do the will of God. It will become like a fuel, an energy that will make that person to do the will of God. And on the other hand, the fire can also destroy anything that is contrary to the will of God. So it is just one fire. Yeah, but it will work in favor of anyone that embraces the will of God. And it will work against anyone that does not want to do the will of God, or any spirit, or any devil. Yeah, so that is in the fire. So, and that is why it is both an anointing and also a weapon. Yeah, the fire of the Holy Ghost is both an anointing and also a weapon. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So the presence of the fire of the Holy Ghost in your life will do a work of help, helping you, empowering you, purifying you. And it will also do the work of destruction on everything in your life that is not in line with the will of God. And not only that, it will also destroy any devil, any spirit that wants to attack you. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring into my life the fullness of your fire. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring into me, into my life, into my spirit, soul, and body, the fullness of your fire that will empower me, refine me, purify me, and that will also walk against all my enemies and everything that is contrary to the will of God in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, bring into my life the fullness of your fire, the fullness of your fire. Raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, bring into my life the fullness of your fire that will both empower me, refine me, and also destroy everything that is not in line with your will in my life. Bring into my life the full measure of your fire. Holy Spirit, pour upon me the full measure of your fire. The full measure of your fire. The full measure of your fire. Not half measure, but full measure. Release up into my life now. Right now. And let your fire begin to help me to do the will of God. Let your fire begin to help me to do the will of God, to do your work, to do righteousness, to live righteousness. In the name of Jesus. And let your fire also begin to execute judgment on anything in my life that is not in agreement with the will of God. Holy Spirit, let your fire do these things now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Don't forget what John the Baptist said about Jesus in Matthew chapter 3. Yeah, he said, I baptize you with water. unto repentance. And then when he was going to talk about Jesus, he said, Jesus is mightier than him. And he said, Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Ghost, and with fire. Yeah, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Yeah, you need fire. Yeah, and in fact, that is how you'll be able to sustain the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. So without fire, you can't, how do I say it now? You can't maintain connection with the Holy Ghost. So that is why whenever the Holy Ghost come upon you, the Holy Ghost come together with fire. Yeah, if you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, you're going to see that when the Holy Ghost came, he came with fire. In fact, the people saw the fire physically. The fire was resting upon the heads, upon their head. Yeah. So because it is the fire that will keep the presence of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah. So you can't separate fire from the Holy Ghost. And you can't separate Holy Ghost from fire. Yeah, they are together, because without the fire, even the Holy Ghost will not be able to do many things in your life. So you need fire. You need fire. It's just like you want your vehicle to move, and you don't pull the fuel inside. Yeah, that's the relationship between Holy Ghost and his fire. The fire is also from, you know, is also the same with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is also the fire, and the fire is also the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they are inside each other. So you're going to pray. When there is fire in your life, You'll be moving. Have you ever seen people who are so vibrant for the Lord? They're always here and there for the Lord. They'll preach the gospel here. They go down that place, they preach the gospel. They're always praying. Their prayer life is always very strong. They're always fasting. And it's so easy for them. They fast easily. They pray easily. They're always doing spiritual things. They're always studying the Bible. They're always, and it's so natural to them. They don't force themselves to do these things. It's because of the fire. So when you are so full of the fire, you start moving every day, serving God, pleasing God, even when you don't have. Even when you don't have any money in your pocket, you just have this joy, this happiness, because the fire is there. You not even think about what you are yet to have. You will just be so ready to do the will of God, to know God, to serve God. So that is what the fire does. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring the fullness of your fire into my life, that will transform my Christian life into the way it's supposed to be. many of you, your Christian life is not yet the way it's supposed to be. And even you know that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, bring into my life, thank you, Lord, the fullness of your fire. If you can pray this prayer, God is going to answer it. If you can pray it with seriousness and with great desire, with great passion and desperation, God is going to answer this prayer. Bring into my life the full measure of your fire. That would transform my Christian life into the way it's supposed to be. I believe you're praying. Pray. Don't wait for me. Pray. You are the one who needs something. You are the one who needs fire. Pray with all of your heart. Pray that you will have this fire. Pray that you will have this fire. Only if you can pray that you will have this fire. And it will happen. The Holy Ghost, bring into my life, into my spirit, into my soul, into my body, the fullness, the full measure of your fire that would transform my Christian life into the way it's supposed to be. Bring into my life now the full measure. The full measure. Thank you, Lord. The full measure. The full measure of your fire. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Holy Spirit, I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. I don't want to be a normal Christian. I want to be a fire Christian. A fire minister of God. A fire believer. Holy Spirit, bring into my life the full measure of your fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Yeah. Do you know why some Christians, or maybe I should say so-called Christians, I will claim that they have the Holy Ghost in them and they are still committing sin. They are still drinking alcohol. They are still smoking cigarettes. They are still sleeping around with men and women. If in fact, some of them, they can even speak in tongues for you. But yet, they are still a slave to sin and unrighteousness. Do you know why? Though some of them, they really got the Holy Ghost in the beginning. I mean, there was a time they really got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but what is missing? Though some of them never got the Holy Ghost, but some did got the Holy Ghost. At the time, But where the problem is that they don't have the fire. Yeah, they don't have the fire. And that is why they still love sin. And they still commit sin. You can't have the fire and you will love sin. It's not possible. Yeah. You can't have the fire of the Holy Ghost and you feel comfortable committing sin. It can't happen. There's no way it can happen. Yeah, so when the fire is missing, you will now start loving worldly pleasures. And you will start loving immorality. Yeah, sometimes you will even be the one to go and look for websites of pornography. Pornography website, so that you can watch pornography on those websites. It's because you have lost the fire. And to me, when you lose the fire, to me, I believe you have, at that moment, you have lost the Holy Ghost. Any other thing you do in the name of the Holy Ghost is fake. Once you have lost the fire, automatically you have lost the Holy Ghost. Even if you speak in tongues at that time, I as a person, I don't believe in that tongues. Yeah, because it is fake. Yeah, because the Holy Ghost cannot operate without his fire. Yeah, so you're going to pray. There will be no holiness without fire. There will be no purity of heart without fire. Yeah, in fact, you will not be able to discern the voice of God or even hear the voice of God without fire. You will not be able to receive any message or revelation from God without fire. Yeah, so Christians having fire is indispensable. It's a must. You don't have the fire, you'll just be like an unbeliever. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire, that will make every appetite, and desire I have for unclean things, for worldly things, to disappear forever. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire. That will make my appetite for carnal things, for fleshly things, for worldly things, to disappear forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Pray for this fire. Pray for this fire. Pray for this fire. Holy Spirit, fill me now with the fullness of your fire. That will completely destroy the desire for sin in me, the desire for unrighteousness, the desire for worldly things, the desire for worldly pleasure, the desire for immorality, the fire that will completely destroy the desire, the wrong desire in me forever. Holy Spirit, fill me with that fire right now. Bajana ketegne hendi vila, disusapa shundete me ketegne bala. Thank you, Lord. Fill me now with that fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As I said before, that the fire of the Holy Spirit is an enemy to anything that is contrary to the will of God. So, which implies that to sustain the fire on the Spirit, you must walk in the Spirit. That is, you must crucify your flesh. Yeah. You cannot walk in the Spirit when you are still full of your flesh. You must crucify carnality. You must crucify worldliness. That is how to sustain the fire. Now, if the Holy Ghost wanted to force his fire on you, you can't even bear it. It's going to be the same as people that are burning in hell. Yeah. So God still wants to respect your willpower. He wants to respect your choice. And because that is how you're going to be saved. Everybody that will be saved or that is saved, they have to make a choice at one point in time. They have to make a choice to follow Jesus. So God is not going to force him. Yeah, if God were to force you to do what is right, you can't bear it. Because that fire of the Holy Ghost will start to burn you like the way it is burning people in hell. Yeah, that is how the fire will be burning you. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit is not going to do that. Because he wants you to choose what you want for your life. Do you want to walk in the Spirit? Or you want to walk in the flesh? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You cannot sustain the fire of the Spirit if you don't continue to crucify your flesh. You will not be able to sustain the fire. And therefore, you're going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to continually crucify my flesh so that the fire of the Holy Ghost can remain in me. You're going to say, I receive grace to continually crucify my flesh, my fleshly desires, so that the fire of the Holy Spirit can remain in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Spirit will not help you to do your own responsibility. It is your responsibility to crucify your flesh. The fire of the Holy Spirit will not help you to do that. Say, I receive grace. I receive strength to continually crucify my flesh. I receive the will, the determination to continually crucify my flesh. I receive the strength in my mind, in my soul, to continually crucify my flesh, so that the fire of the Spirit can remain in me, so that the fire of the Holy Spirit can remain in me. I receive the grace now, in the name of Jesus. I receive the strength now, in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. I receive the power in my mind. I receive the strength of the Lord in my mind to continually crucify my flesh and all the desires, all the sinful desires that flows through my body. I receive grace to continually kill them, so that the fire of the Spirit of God can remain in me forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost also gives you access to enter into the realms of God. Yeah. The fire of the Holy Ghost gives you access to enter into the realms of God. It will charge up your spirit, and then it will now translate your spirit, or transport your spirit into the realms of God. So which also means that without the fire, you cannot grow spiritually, and you cannot really know God. Even when you study the Bible, it will just look like any other book. You'll be able to get revelation from the Bible whenever you study, if there is no fire. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the full measure of your fire, that will give me access to all the realms of God, that will translate me hopefully a long time, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, fill me now with the full measure of your fire. By fill me now with the full measure of your fire that will give me access, that will connect me with the realms of God, with all the realms of God. Holy Spirit, fill me with the full measure of your fire. Fill my spirit, soul, and body with the full measure of your fire that will connect me with the realms of God, that will translate me into the realms of God, that will connect me with the realms of God where I will hear the voice of God clearly, very clearly and audibly. Fill me with the full measure of your fire that will translate me to the realms of God where I will see visions and revelations very clear, very clearly. In the name of Jesus, fill me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing that the fire of the Holy Ghost does is that it's going to refine, it's going to refine your spirit. And it's going to refine every spiritual ability that God has put in you. Every spiritual gift, yeah, that is in you. Yeah, it's going to refine it. So which means it is the fire of the Spirit that brings out the best of God from your spiritual gift. It is the fire of the Spirit that makes your spiritual gift to function at its best. Yeah, whatever spiritual gift you have, or spiritual ability you have, it is the fire of the Holy Spirit that will make you function in them at the highest level, at the highest level of excellence. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me now with the full measure of your fire. And let your fire bring out the best of God from my spiritual gifts and abilities. Let your fire bring out the best of God from my spiritual gifts and abilities. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Even your talent, only the fire of the Spirit can bring out the best from your talent or skills or whatever ability you have. So Holy Spirit, the only hope, with the full measure of your fire. And let that fire bring out the best of God from my spiritual gift, from my spiritual abilities, from my talents and skills. Let your fire bring out great excellence, great perfection from every spiritual gift that there is in me, in the name of Jesus. Whether it is the gift of healing, or gift of prophecy, let your fire bring out the best of God from my spiritual gift. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your fire bring out great excellence, great perfection from every ability, every spiritual ability in me. Ability to see visions, ability to hear God's voice, ability to receive encounters, to receive divine encounters. Holy Spirit, let your fire bring out great perfection from all the abilities, all the spiritual ability that is in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that the fire of the Holy Spirit does is perfect discernment. It enables you to discern not only the realm of God, but also the realm of darkness. So the fire of the Holy Spirit can open you up to the spiritual world. It can make you to discern everything going on in the spiritual realms. It can make you to be aware. Sometimes it can make you to see all the realities in the spiritual realm, which includes, it can make you to see ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost before? The spirit of a dead person? Yeah, because all of these spirits or creatures, they move in the spirit world. So the fire of the spirit can make you to see things that are invisible to normal people. Yeah, so you can see ghosts, you can see demons, you can see activities of demonic creatures. Yeah, and you can also see angels. Yeah, it will make you to be aware of every activity and operation going on in the spiritual realms. Yeah, especially when it is the will of God for you to see those things. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire. And let that fire wake up every part of me. Let that fire wake up every part of my spirit, soul, and body to be able to discern the spiritual realms. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit, fill me with the full measure of your fire. And let your fire wake up. Let your fire activate every part of me. Let your fire activate every part of my spirit and spirit, soul, and body to begin to discern the activities going on in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, let your fire activate the spirituality in my spirit, the spirituality in my soul, the spirituality in my body. Let your fire activate them so that I will begin to discern the spiritual realm, both with my body and with my soul and with my spirit. Let your fire activate spirituality in my spirit, soul, and body, so that I'll begin to discern the spiritual realms with my spirit, soul, and body, so that I'll begin to connect with the realms of God face to face. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Faith discernment comes with purity of heart. Without purity in your heart, you cannot accurately discern the heart of God, the mind of God, and also the realms of God. And this is the reason why many prophets, they prophesy wrongly. Prophets that really want to hear from God, they don't hear correctly from God because they don't have enough purity in their heart that will enable them to discern what God is really saying. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, with your fire, enforce purity in my soul, in my heart, so that my spiritual discernment can be perfect. And the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Holy Spirit, with your fire, enforce purity in my soul. Make purity prevail in my soul. Make purity prevail in my heart so that my spiritual discernment can be perfect. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, with your fire, and force purity to prevail in my soul, and force purity to prevail in my heart, so that my spiritual discernment can be perfect, so that whatever I discern will be correct and accurate. Holy Spirit, enforce purity to prevail in my soul. Enforce purity to prevail in my heart. In the name of Jesus. So that when I see visions, I will be sure that it is directly from God. So that when I hear voices, I will be sure where the voices actually come from. Holy Spirit, enforce purity in my heart so that my spiritual discernment can be perfect. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing that the fire of the Holy Ghost does is prayer. Yeah, it helps you to pray. Yeah, it helps you to pray. It makes you to pray very long without you feeling tired. Yeah, it's like a fuel. Yeah, some people they will get drunk in the spirit. It is the fire that does that. Yeah, they'll be so full of the spirit that they will do so many spiritual exercises and they will lose track of time, and they would have spent a lot of hours in God's presence, and they will not even be aware they have spent those hours because of the fire. Yeah. So the fire will help your prayer life, because your flesh does not like any spiritual exercise. Your flesh does not want to do any spiritual thing. Your flesh only wants to do worldly things and carnal things. Yeah, so the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to suppress your flesh, subdue your flesh, to the point that you will now easily do spiritual things and you'll be excited doing spiritual things. You'll be excited fasting. You'll be excited praying. You'll be excited worshiping God alone on your own, singing worship, singing praises to God on your own. You'll be excited studying the Bible. You'll be excited meditating on the Word of God. It is the fire that does that. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me in the fullness of your fire. And let your fire transform my prayer life. Let your fire transform my prayer life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let your fire transform my prayer life into a victorious prayer life. Let your fire transform my prayer life into a powerful prayer life. Let your fire transform my prayer life. Baptize me in the fullness of your fire. Holy Spirit, baptize me with the fullness of your fire. And let your fire transform my prayer life. Let your fire enable me to be able to pray. To be able to pray for long hours. Let your fire enable me to be able to do spiritual exercises with ease and excitement. Let your fire enable me to be able to pray with your utterances, with divine utterances, with divine tongues, with unknown tongues. Let your fire enable me to be able to do all that right now. Thank you, Lord. Baptize me with the fullness of your fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Now we're going to pray 7 more prayer points. You need to know that the fire of the Holy Spirit is contagious. It's spread. Yeah, it's just like the way has gone viral. That thing is spreading like a virus. The way virus spread. Yeah, that is how the fire spread too. Yeah, so which means the fire can be transferred. Yeah, just the way a virus can spread from one person to another. So the fire of the Spirit can spread too. Yeah, and there was a time in the church that I attend. Someone was doing a teaching from the pulpit, and everyone began to sleep. Yeah, so even myself, I had to be fighting the sleep, and I was like, "What is going on? Why is sleep trying to force itself on me?" Then the Holy Spirit now told me that it's because the person that is preaching or teaching does not have fire. Yeah, so which means that darkness can spread in a church when there is no fire. Yeah, and even if it can spread in such that if even you that still have fire in you, if you attend that church, that darkness can even quench your own fire if you are not careful. Yeah, so my point is that fire can be transferred. Now, if someone that has fire decides to be praying and preaching, the people will not be able to sleep or get distracted. Yeah. Most times the fire would arrest them and they would just be focused. They would not be able to do another thing. Yeah, so that is what I mean by the fire of the Spirit being contagious. So if you're a minister of God and you want to succeed in your calling, you must always be filled with fire. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire. And let that fire begin to spread. Let that fire begin to spread out of me to touch people, to help people, to bless people, to encourage people, to strengthen people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire, and let that fire begin to spread out. Let your fire begin to spread out. Let your fire begin to spread out. Let your fire grow to become so much in me that it begins to spread out. That it begins to touch people. Even people that are far away from me by distance. Let your fire begin to spread out from my life. And begin to touch people, help people, strengthen people, empower people, encourage people, heal people, deliver people. Holy Spirit, fill me with the fullness of your fire. And let that fire spread out. To change many lives, to transform many lives, to help many draw closer to God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have six more prayer points. Yeah. Another thing that the fire of the Holy Ghost does in you is that it ensures good health. It ensures good health. So if you're a Christian of fire, you will hardly fall sick. Yeah, because that fire also burns up sicknesses and diseases. It burns up weaknesses. So for many Christians are falling sick because they don't have fire. Yeah, all they once had it, then they lost it, and they never go to God back to, they never go to God to get it back. Yeah, so when the fire is always burning in you, you will not fall, you will not be a slave to sickness. Yeah, you will hardly fall sick. And even if you feel sick, within few minutes or few hours, the sickness is gone, because all you need to do is just to get into the Spirit and start praying. By the time you pray for 2 hours, the sickness is gone. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see a Holy Spirit. Establish your fire in my spirit, soul, and body that is able to keep me in perfect health. for the rest of my days on earth. Open your mouth and pray, my God. The Holy Spirit establish your fire in my spirit, soul, and body that is able to keep me in perfect health, in good health, for the rest of the days of my life on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, finish solid days in the God. Establish in me, in my body, in every organ of my body, your fire, in my bones, in my joints, in my cells, your fire that is able to keep me in good health forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You need to also know that demons, they hate the fire of the Holy Ghost. And that is why we use fire of the Holy Ghost a lot in spiritual warfare. They hate fire because it will destroy them. Even witches and witch doctors, they also hate fire. They hate the fire of the Holy Ghost. So you're going to pray. You need to carry a kind of fire that will be so hot and so strong that no demon will be able to operate, even in your environment. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase your fire from within me, and let your fire drive away demons and unclean spirits from my life and environment forever. The Holy Spirit, increase your fire from within me and let that fire spread out and begin to drive away demons, unclean spirits, and every walk of darkness forever. Let that fire begin to drive them away out of my life, out of my environment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, increase from within me your fire that will drive away every presence of darkness, presence of demons, presence of unclean spirits, presence of operations and activities of darkness. Let your fire increase from within me and begin to spread out and begin to drive out every darkness and entities of darkness from my life and environment and dwelling place forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your fire begin to drive them away. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to speak utterances of power from my mouth that will create miracles, that will create blessings, that will create signs and wonders in the earth. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to speak utterances of power that will create changes in the earth, miracles in the earth, wonders in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive fire that drifted in it and go in Senegalibala, Rashana Kabasanagala, Nisasa Yvistana. I receive fire. I receive fire of the Holy Ghost to speak utterances of power that will produce changes, that will produce deliverance, that will produce miracles, that will produce victories, that will produce dominion, that will produce signs and wonders. I receive fire now to speak with such utterances. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to speak such utterances of power from my mouth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask God for something that you have been wanting things that are in agreement with His will that you want Him to do for you. I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. So you're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do this and that. You mentioned those things in my life. Now, open your mouth and begin to pray pray like that. So you can ask anything. As long as you know that the word of God is not against that thing. Yeah, you can ask Him anything. I mean anything. Yeah. And ask him to do it for you by his mercy. Ask him to do it in your life by his mercy. Ask him. Yeah, if I'm sure you have a lot of things you want him to do for your life. Yeah. Continue to talk to him. Ask him to show you mercy. And ask him to do those things. There's no limit to what you can mention. You can mention as much as you can remember. You can mention a lot that you want him to do in your life. So continue to tell him those things. Continue to tell him those things. Say, Lord, this one, I want you to do it for me. That one, I want you to do it for me. Yeah. Don't limit him. Don't limit his power. While you ask those things, don't feel like, oh, this one is too big. How can God, will God be able to do this one? Yeah, don't think like that. Just ask him. He knows what to do. You just ask. He knows what to do. And if he doesn't want to answer some of them, he will give you the reasons why he's not answering some of them. So you just continue to ask those things that you want him to do in your life. Those things you want him to do for you, for your family. Ask him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. So now we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull me out of deep darkness that have swallowed me up. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull me out of deep darkness that has swallowed up my soul, swallowed up my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And then we cast all the enemies down. In the kitchen, pull me out of deep darkness that has swallowed up my life. Pull me out now with your mighty hand. Pull me out of every deep darkness that have swallowed up my destiny, that have swallowed up my calling. Thank you, Lord. Pull me out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, execute your fierce judgment on every creature not with the devil. Every creature that is walking in partnership with the devil to make my life difficult, to make me suffer, to make me experience hardship and pains and suffering and affliction and poverty. Oh Lord, execute your judgment upon them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Execute your fierce judgment upon every creature of darkness that is partnering with Satan, partnering with principalities, that is working in connection with the dark kingdom to make life difficult for me, to put my life under affliction and oppression and slavery and suffering and scarcity and pains. Oh Lord, execute your judgment upon them now. Rain upon them your fierce judgment right now. Whatever those creatures have, whether they are visible or invisible, every creature that is working in agreement with darkness to make life difficult for me, to make me suffer, to make me suffer afflictions and poverty and sin. Oh Lord, let your judgment fall upon them now. Let your judgment consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient for us. Thank you for your power that is always helping us. Thank you for your strength that upholds us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for problems you have solved in our lives. Thank you for giving us fresh fire of your Holy Ghost. Thank you for giving us power to prosper, power to succeed, power to excel. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Hold on, I ask that everything your people have said to your ears that you should do for them. I ask, oh Lord, that you show them mercy and do all of them according to your will. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your expectations from God shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord in his mercy do in your life great signs and wonders that will put an end to your sorrows and shame Jesus' name. Thank you for the point we have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.